Okay, good. So this is a mindfulness exercise, and what I'd like you to do is just take a few minutes just focusing on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, in through your mouth, whatever's most comfortable for you, but focusing on the movement of the air as you breathe in. Focusing on the full length of the inhalation. So you notice the very last breath coming in. And the same with the exhalation. Follow the breath all the way out. Follow that breath all the way out, noticing the different parts of the body relaxing as you exhale, just letting go and relaxing. So breathing in nice and deep and slow. And often it's most easiest to focus on a breath. If you're breathing in through your nose, to focus on the breath moving past the tip of the nose, just on the outer the edge between the outer and the inner part of the nose. Or if you're breathing in through the mouth, focusing on the breath passing over the lips. Following that breath all the way in as it fills your chest with nourishing oxygen. Feeling the ribs expand as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, follow that breath all the way out. Noticing the jaw relaxing, the eyes relaxing as they're closed, the chest relaxing as you let that breath all the way out, the tummy muscles relaxing. And then extending that relaxation and that awareness to the hands, to the forearms, to the biceps and triceps. And as you're ready, in your way, at your pace, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, again following the entirety of the in-breath. Enjoying that sense of fullness as you get to the top of the breath. Feeling that sense of fullness, the ribs expanded, and really enjoying that sense of release as you let that breath all the way out. Just breathing out slowly, continuously, easily. Breathing slowly, continuously, easy, all the way out. Enjoying that sense of emptiness you feel when that breath is fully exhaled, and taking another long, slow, deep, and continuous breath in. Following that breath all the way in, and then letting it go. We can use our breath to ground ourselves into the moment, to become more aware of what we're feeling, thinking, experiencing somatically of what we're doing. Our breath can be the simplest form of meditation. It can help us to just stop, to take notice, to observe what's happening all around us. The breath is very powerful and easy way to bring ourselves, our mind and our body into the present moment. The exhalation is the single most important part, long, slow, deep exhalation of the grounding experience, of the relaxation, of the meditation. A long, slow exhalation activates the parasympathetic nervous system that calms down the flight, fright, freeze response. The long, slow activation, exhalation, activates the vagus nerve and helps to regulate the emotions, the somatic experiences, our thoughts, into the present moment. So as you continue to breathe nice and deep and slow, In all the way, following that breath all the way in. And exhaling all the way out. Continuing to focus on that as I'm quiet for the next few moments. As you continue to ground into this moment, letting go of anything that's occurred before and letting go of anything that hasn't yet occurred. In this moment, in this time, this is about you finding a moment of deep relaxation. This is about you grounding into this moment, letting go of the last and letting go of the next, but enjoying this moment, as this moment is the only moment that matters. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to take a moment to explain the exercise. So this mindfulness acceptance exercise is about trying to bring yourself into the current moment more often. And it's a skill, and like any skill, the more we practice it, the better we get at it. We're very accustomed as humans of thinking, planning, strategizing, prioritizing, organizing, all those future-oriented thoughts. We're very used to, as well, evaluating the past, judging, criticizing. We spend generally very little time in the present unless we develop the skill of being there. But being there is where the living is, in this moment. When we can learn to spend more time in the moment, we can laugh more easily, we can relax, we can enjoy what's happening around us. We can be where we are without focusing on what has to happen next, what we're going to do, what we're going to say. We can spend less time focusing on what happened a moment ago, a day ago, a year ago. We can be where the living is. The living is in this moment. All human beings are easily hijacked by our organizing, planning, thinking, doing. And to an extreme, this can be called the over-controller. And the over-controller is different than the person who manages plans to a reasonable amount. The over-controller spends too much time in the future or in the past, and very little time enjoying what is, enjoying the conversation we're having, enjoying the sun and the temperature that day, enjoying the beautiful scenery around, enjoying the funny things said or done, or quizzical things. We spend way too much time, when the over-controller takes over, planning excessively, organizing excessively, doing excessively at the expense of being and living. And we can know when the over-controller is taking charge or present, because we'll feel anxiety, overwhelm, we'll feel sadness, despair, we'll feel disconnected. And most importantly, we'll feel constantly exhausted and overwhelmed. We keep thinking, doing, planning, organizing, and the more we do it excessively, the more we feel we need to do it. This becomes a self-perpetuating habit. We're always busy doing, becoming, than in spending time in the future or in the past. The over-controller, you'll notice, is driven by fear. Fear of failure. Fear of disappointment. Fear of being judged. So many fears the over-controller is controlled by. So when we learn to wake up from the over-controller, we have to force ourselves initially to intentionally be in the moment we're in. And like any new habit, we boomerang back to the familiar, the old familiar habit of doing, planning, organizing, judging, and jumping ahead or jumping back. This is what we'll naturally boomerang to. But the more we purposely, intentionally breathe into the moment, try our best to shut out the future of the past and be in the moment that's happening, the more we gain greater ground in the present moment. And we can let go of this obsessive rumination that is a quality of the over-controller. Shoulds, judgments, black and white, magnifying, are all qualities of the over-controller. The mind, busy, 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 is a quality of the over-controller. Feeling perpetually inadequate, insufficient, never good enough, a failure, all byproducts of the over-controller. So in an effort to help you bring yourself back into the current moment, in little ways, in big ways, so that the over-controller becomes less a part of your life. Yes, we still take care of things. We still plan, we still organize, we still budget. But we do it to a reasonable way, to a reasonable level, with compassion, with fact in mind, in context, with awareness, knowing at every moment what's reasonable, having an understanding of the context, the facts, showing ourselves some kindness, forgiveness, but making a plan as to what we can do, but a reasonable plan. So the over-controller whips up a storm in us. And this storm may have different intensities. And it may be a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Times it may be a constant 5. And the better we get at being in the moment we're experiencing, the more that over-controller, that tension, that storm, can dip down more often to a 3, to a 2, where we can laugh again, we can make jokes, we can be jovial. We don't always have to be doing, thinking, planning, organizing. Yes, there may be times for that, but it's not all the time. So what I'd like you to do, just quietly in your own mind, is bring to mind a recent situation where you were whipped up into a storm by the over-controller. You felt that urgency, that pressure, that franticness. You felt that overwhelm, that heaviness, that tension, that tightness. You felt that disconnection with the current moment. Perhaps you felt that anger, that frustration, the blockages, the barriers to getting things done. You felt the frustration grow. Just bring that all back to mind now. That moment you were whipped up into a storm by the over-controller. Take a few deep breaths as you bring this situation back to mind. Bring it alive as best you can, remembering where you were, what was going on all around you, the sounds, the smells, the pressures, the feelings in your body, what you were doing when you had this experience. Notice the storm rolling in, the anxiety, the pressure, the frustration, anger, sadness, overwhelm. Notice it all. Hear the thunder. Feel the rumble of the storm. Notice the stormy changes in your body, including perhaps pain or pressure, tension, tightness, heaviness. Notice what your mind is telling you about these sensations. Notice what your mind is telling you about the people around you and what's happening, the judgments of them, of yourself, of the situation. Notice the storm growing. The more you notice, the more you observe. Notice the constriction in your body, the heaviness, the tightness. Notice the disconnection from the moment you're in. Now bring your awareness to the physical sensations and the urges to act. The urges to do something, to say something, to explode, to run, to hide, to cry, to yell. Notice the urges. Notice the sensations in your body. Notice the fantasies in your mind that are torturing you, with an ideal that doesn't exist. Doesn't exist at that moment. Feel it all, stay with it, even if there's resistance. Stay with all the sensations, all the thoughts, even in their ugliness. Stay with the judgments, even in their ugliness. Notice if there's resistance to notice. Notice if there's resistance to feel. Notice if there's resistance to accept what is happening in this moment, regardless of whether you like it, want it, need it. Notice all the resistance, notice all the urges, whether you like those urges or not, whether you want those urges or not. Notice it all. Let it grow intense, let it grow as real as is possible. Good. Now, instead of acting on urges, spacing out, avoiding, escaping, as may have been the habit in the past, and take a moment to think about what some of those habits may have been. Familiar, automatic habits, the more we do, the more easier they are to execute. Whether you like it or not, think about what those habits may have been before when you felt these intense urges. Now come back to your breath. Come back to the inhalation, the movement of the air coming in. You're not trying to change any of the emotional, physical experiences, any of the somatic experiences. You're not trying to change. You're just trying to come back to your breath as best you can. And as you come back to your breath, focusing on the long, slow, deep breath in, filling your lungs and your chest, and as you focus on that long, slow exhalation, not rushing it, not forcing it, I want you to sit in these experiences with some acceptance, as if you were giving yourself a hug. These are your experiences in this moment. Whether you want them, like them, need them, whatever they may be, I want you to imagine just staying in the moment and riding that storm. You're not trying to change any of the experience, but you're trying to extend some compassion, some acceptance, some kindness for this being your experience right now in this moment. Interestingly enough, as we let go of resisting, fighting, not liking, and judging, as we let go of those habits, and we spend more time in acceptance of the ugliness as it is, it actually dissipates all on its own. It evaporates. Humans spend more time running, fleeing, legitimizing, validating, ignoring, dismissing, compartmentalizing. But it's truly the opposite that works. It's sitting with it, acknowledging it, understanding it, understanding the urges, embracing them, accepting them as they are, in all their ugliness, in that moment, as they are, not as you wish them to be. So coming back to your breath, just let yourself expand your awareness to give as much space as all those experiences require in this moment. Bringing in some kindness, some compassion for this being your experience in this current moment. In doing so, you're not validating, you're not accepting, you're just noticing it as it is. Not as you want it to be, not as you judge it, you'd like it to be, but just simply as it is, accepting it as it is in this moment. Notice the storm, breathe into the storm, let it take up space, let it grow as big as it needs. It may take up your entire body, the entire room, the entire house, the entire block. Just let it expand as it may. If it grows deeper, let it grow deeper. If it grows more intense, let the color grow more intense. Let it take on a shape, a size, a texture, a veracity, a speed all of its own, whatever it needs. Let it take up that space. Just be with it, noticing, observing, feeling, accepting, without judging. This is as it is in the moment. This is the moment you're in. This is as it is in this moment, in the moment you're in. Just staying with the flow of the breath, riding that storm. And just noticing with growing curiosity what happens as you ride that storm. Not judging, not changing, not fixing, not solving, just accepting, being with it as it is. Making as much space, using your breath to stay with it. Stay with it as it ebbs and flows, as it rises and lowers, as it intensifies and dissipates. Just stay with it as it changes in its way. Stay with all the sensations and experiences, all the emotions, all the thoughts, the urges, Stay with them all. Just noticing, making space, connecting with your breath. Noticing, making space, and connecting with your breath. Noticing, making space, and connecting with your breath. Good. Now let your breathing continue, focusing on your breathing. Expand your mind to a greater space around you, to perhaps the entire area of your yard, to the tops of the trees, to the front of your lawn, to the very back. Notice it all. Let your mind expand to the greater awareness around you. Expand it beyond that, as if you're flying above the treetops, able to see the entire street, the entire community. Flying high above, see yourself down there, growing increasingly smaller. Let yourself float higher and higher, expanding your awareness out of your body, floating above, perhaps floating on a cloud, just floating as high as you can imagine floating, getting perspective, floating high, high above. And as you float higher and higher, let your breathing allow you to become lighter, more buoyant, floating, more relaxed. Looking down, noticing all the beautiful things you can see, feel, hear. The glistening of the snow, perhaps the blue of the sky, perhaps clouds, the trees, the tops of the roofs. Perhaps you can see kids playing at a playground or a school, cars driving below. Just allow yourself to float, using your breath to allow you to become more buoyant. And looking down at that old habit, the over-controller, simply trying to achieve, to succeed, to be approved of, to develop good relationships, to see themselves positively, to have others see themselves positively, to succeed, whatever that means, to excel, to improve, all very important things within reason. At a measured pace, in a gradual way, taking account of context, facts, bumps in the road, challenges unique to you, challenges in your environment. Embracing yourself, your journey with acceptance and kindness. So as I'm quiet, just take a moment as you reflect upon how much the over-controller has taken from your joy, from your laughter, from your ease, from your sense of confidence. Just take a moment to reflect upon how much the over-controller has robbed you of these things, your joy, your confidence, your flexibility, your positivity. It's interesting to realize how when we're driven by the over-controller, the harder we try, the more conflict we cause. Rather than achieving collaboration, more conflict results. Rather than achieving greater confidence, it undermines our confidence. Rather than achieving success, causes us to run into more barriers. And this is because of the rigid, judgmental nature of the over-controller. The more we can embrace ourselves each and every day in our journey with acceptance, kindness, and yes, determination, yes, focus, yes, some planning, the more we will succeed. Bringing compassion and kindness to our experience is a very valuable way of building self-confidence, building patience, allowing ourselves to enjoy the journey rather than just the destination. So as I'm quiet, just making a commitment to yourself, both each and every day, little ways, how you're going to bring more self-compassion, more acceptance to your experience each and every day. And little ways you're going to bring more compassion, more self-acceptance, more kindness to your experience on your journey going forward. So as I'm quiet, just give some thought to little things you're going to do throughout the day that'll increase your compassion, your acceptance, and your kindness. And bigger things as you travel on your journey you're going to do to bring more acceptance, compassion, and kindness so that your confidence can build, your tolerance for ambiguity, for bumps in the roads, for detours, for challenges will grow. Your relationships will grow. Your ability to navigate the regular curveballs of life will grow. But most importantly, self-acceptance and other acceptance will grow. Good. Just make an image of you standing in a meadow in the middle of a windstorm. Legs spread wide so you can embrace yourself. Arms spread wide so you can enjoy the experience of the storm. But your entire core is stiff and determined to experience the storm in the moment without yielding, without bending, without changing, to allow yourself to experience the emotional storms, the judgments, the urges, the somatic experience, staying with it as you experience it in its fullest. So just bringing this image to mind of you in the middle of a field, in the middle of a meadow, in the middle of a storm. Legs spread wide, braced, so you're unmovable. Unmovable in staying in the moment. Arms spread wide, you're embracing the storm. The storm of emotion, the storm of thoughts, of physical sensations, of urges. You're staying in the storm of the experience as it is in the moment. You may not like the storm, want the storm, feel you need the storm, but it is, and you're determined to stay in it. Just bringing that image to mind, this may help you day in, day out, to allow yourself to experience everything as it is, so that it can more quickly and easily dissipate, and you can move on to being in the moment you're in, to laughing more, feeling more optimistic, more confident, and enjoying the bumps in the road. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.